All right. A guy that they may fall in love with. You've got ranked next, 65th. Christian Hackenberg, Penn State, 6'3", 234. A guy that I think we're going to talk a lot about this offseason. Now, would he even be in the conversation if he didn't play for Bill O'Brien 2 years ago?
Yeah, never heard of him. Hack.
Would he be in a top 100? Would he be so intriguing if he did not play for Bill O'Brien?
I don't think we would be talking about Christian Hackenberg, to be honest with you, if Bill O'Brien hadn't been his coach. But I think the one thing about Hack is the fact that he did go to Penn State with a lot of hype. I mean, if he was the top quarterback in the country, he was one of the top quarterbacks in the country. So he was sort of, he was kind of the it guy even going to Penn State. So we probably would have thought about him, but I think his tape the last couple of years would have said, oh, no. But
do you think everybody's talking about Hackenberg the way the Texans are? I guess that's more my point. Are other NFL teams looking at him, or is it more so, are we just in this Bill O'Brien bubble?
If you got a quarterback need, you're talking about all quarterbacks. You're going through all of them. And that's the thing. You don't find 6'4", 235 every day.
Right, because he is slated still like a second, maybe a third round pick for a lot of scouts, not just you for the Texans. So
I mean, that's the thing. You got to take into account when you're looking at this. It's, the play on the field is obviously hugely important, but there's so much more there. And that's what I think makes it so troubling with Hack is the fact that he had a pretty good year with Bill. Running that offense behind a decent offensive line with Allen Robinson, he had a pretty good freshman year. But then the next 2 years in an offense that didn't fit him behind an offensive line that really wasn't all that good, in an offense without Allen Robinson, he struggled, which in some sense is to be expected. But I think it was some of the – it's like, okay, we can handle struggle. But that was kind of over the edge. And I think that's the tough part is you're like, he just threw a bubble screen like 5 yards over that guy's head. What's he doing? But I think he took a beating in the first game against Temple. And that really, for the rest of the year,
set the tone for him.
I think it set the tone for the rest, and that made it really tough.